Billy hunched his shoulders into the wind, buttoning his coat underneath his chin. He wore thin leather gloves that did little to keep out the cold.
Ned's trying to get me killed.
He gripped the Winchester resting across the pommel of his saddle as the brown gelding clotted into sheets of tiny snowflakes. Billy knew Lyle and Slade were too smart to ride their back trail in the dark with Frank Morgan behind them. So much snow had fallen since they made camp under the rock ledge, Billy couldn't find the tracks they had made, much less those of Rich and Cabot, or Frank Morgan's.
He'll shoot me right out of the saddle.
Billy searched both sides of a narrow mining road leading west, flanked by tall pines. They had ridden this stretch in daylight. Now it was pitch dark, a condition made worse by the snow.
I'm a dead man.
But he was just as dead if Ned Pine shot him for refusing to look for Rich and Cabot. His gelding pricked up its ears, watching something ahead of him on the trail.
It's Morgan.
Billy pulled back on the reins to study the situation.
Don't nothing hurt no worse than being shot when it's cold.
A bounty hunter put a bullet through his leg one winter as Billy was leaving Amarillo with 20 head of stolen cows. And nothing, not even his dad's woodshed whippings when he was a kid, hurt any worse. Billy reined his horse off the road into the ponderosa pines and waited.
Just one of them. His horse caught our scent because we's upwind.
Frank jacked a shell into the firing chamber of his Winchester.
I'll go after him on foot. Keep an eye out in case the rest of them are close by.
And Martha would tell me if they get round behind us.
Frank crept off into the darkness, making a wide sweep to get behind the rider they'd seen.
Whew. Damn, he's a warrior. What he needs is a really good mountain mule.
Billy swung down from the saddle and tied his horse off to a pine limb.
I'll just sit here and wait for half an hour. Ed won't know the difference if I tell him I couldn't find any tracks.
He hunkered down behind a ponderosa trunk to be out of the wind, cradling his Winchester next to his chest while he searched the black forest around him, his teeth chattering.
I'm gonna quit this outfit.
He thought about home and being warm.
I can kill you now.
Who's there?
Billy quickly raised the muzzle of the Winchester.
Lay that Winchester down or I'll put a tunnel through your head.
You, Morgan?
That's right.
How did you get behind me?
Quietly.
Ain't nobody can be that quiet.
I only tell you one more time to drop that rifle.
Billy let the Winchester slide from his hands into the snow at his feet.
That's better. Where's Ned and my son?
East. Maybe 2 miles. Please don't kill me, Mr. Morgan. I didn't want no part of this right from the start. It was Ned's idea. He's taking your boy up to Gypsum Gap to meet up with Vic Van Bergen.
I can't leave you alive. You'll go back and join forces with Ned Pine again.
No, sir. I won't. I swear it.
Only one way to be sure.
You're gonna kill me?
Take your pistol out of the holster and throw it as far as you can in the direction of my voice.
Yes, sir.
Billy reached into his coat very slowly to take out his Colt 44. He tossed it toward the voice.
Now take off your boots.
My boots?
What I said. Pull them off.
My feet are gonna freeze off.
Would you rather be dead?
No, sir.
Then take them off.
I got holes in my socks. My big toe's sticking through the left one.
You can hop back to camp on your right foot. Pull the boots off.
Billy reached for his right boot.
Are you gonna leave me my horse?
Hadn't planned on it.
But I'll freeze to death.
I'll kill you right now. That won't be a worry. That what you want?
No, sir. I'm taking my boots off now. Just please don't shoot me. I told you the truth. Ned's headed for Gypsum Gap to join up with Vic.
Lewis Pettigrew set off before dawn to ride for Denver. He had no story to write. Perhaps Frank Morgan wasn't the legend people thought he was. Pettigrew's ride back to Denver would take 2 days. In a snowstorm like this, he would suffer, unless he could find food and lodging. He carried strips of jerky and tins of peaches in his saddlebags and a bottle of whiskey.
What a waste.
Lewis snuggled inside his coat with a wool muffler wrapped around his face. He couldn't feel his nose. If time allowed, he would stop off in Abilene, Kansas to inquire as to the whereabouts of Wyatt Earp. Word was he moved south to Tucson, leaving Lewis with no one to write about. It was odd about Morgan. So many lawmen said Frank Morgan was the last of the true gunfighters roaming the West.
How so many people could be wrong.
He guided his horse down an empty, snow-covered stretch of road. The road would take him to Denver, if he didn't freeze to death.
Things a writer will do for a story.
It would be a couple of hours until dawn brought warmer weather. His road would pass through a place called Gypsum Gap, an abandoned mining town north of Cortez that once was a big gold mining area. Vic sat up in bed. He reached for the washstand beside his bed and checked his pocket watch for the hour.
5 o'clock.
Tossing aside the quilts on his bed at the Cortez Hotel, he pulled on his trousers.
Time we got saddled and headed back to the Gap.
He dressed quickly, but the tiny room had no heat, and he was cold. When he was fully attired, he walked into the hallway and knocked on Ford Peters' door.
Who is it?
Vic, get the rest of the boys up.
What the hell time is it?
Time for you to get your ass out of bed. It's past 5 a.m. We gotta get the hell out of here before Ned shows up at the Gap with that boy.
Oh, it's too damn early!
Get out of bed! Get the men on their horses and meet me in front of the hotel!
Damn, damn, damn!
Larry and Ashford rode out front. Larry complained about the hour, the cold, the snow covering him and his horse. He turned to Ashford as he urged his pinto forward.
It's still snowing.
You got real good eyes.
Ashford steered his horse around a deep snowdrift.
I'm real damn glad here you don't need spectacles.
Byrne rode up beside them.
Boss don't like all this complaint. He threatened to kill Todd a minute ago on account of Todd said his feet was cold. I'd be real careful about the complaints.
I've got a splitting headache.
Kirk Stearman's face was pale white.
Too much whiskey last night, Stearman. You should have gone to bed early.
What the hell are we doing up here? This don't make no sense to me.
Following orders.
But how the hell are we gonna make any money off this kid Ned Pine got?
Ask Vic. It's a question that might get you shot up your horse before daylight.
It just don't make no sense.
Ford glanced up at the clouds, heavy with more snow.
When you join a gang, you don't ask questions if things don't seem to make sense. You follow orders.
Has anybody got any whiskey? I need me a hair of the dog to cure what ails me.
I drank all mine.
Me too, but I sure as hell wish I'd saved a swallow or two.
Steve Bandis overheard the talk as he tried to keep his dun gelding moving in the right direction.
Whiskey is what we all need.
Tyler Fagan, a gunman from Eastern Texas, was about full up with the weather and the job.
What we need is to get the hell back to where it's warm. It's colder than hell up at that old mining town in Gypsum Gap. The goddamn wind blows through every crack in that mining office.
Shut up, Tyler. Vic's liable to be listening to every word you say.
Right now, I don't give a damn. I never heard of this Frank Morgan. We ain't gonna split up no $1 million for helping Ned capture his boy.
You gonna brace Vic with it?
Ford gave Tyler a stare.
Speak up loud, Tyler. Are you gonna jump Ned and Vic over it?
Nope. I aims to stay alive.
Now you're using your brain. You ain't no match for Ned or Vic.
Tyler glanced over his shoulder.
One of us could slip up behind Vic and blow his goddamn head off. That way we could get out of this cold weather and head south.
You try it.
Byrne nodded his agreement.
Yeah, Tyler. You ride up back of him and pull the trigger.
Tyler fell silent as the string of outlaws rode up a steepening trail into the mountains east of Cortez.
Oh, whiskey. All I need is a couple of swallers of whiskey.
The road made a bend. Ford Peters was riding out in front now.
Frank Morgan. I've never been so sick of hearing one man's name in my life.
He's bad news.
How can things be much worse than riding through a goddamn blizzard at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I should have taken that job at the post office down in Goliad.
Skies turned gray to the east. Victor Van Bergen kept his gunmen moving toward Gypsum Gap in spite of the cold and snow, figuring Ned Pine held something big up his sleeve. Just as dawn lightened the sky, Slade tensed on his perch on top of the ledge. He saw a man on foot limping toward them through the deep snowdrifts.
I think we're about to find out what happened to Billy. And don't appear Cabot and Rich are with him.
Do you see Billy?
Billy ain't got no horse. If it's Billy.
No horse.
It's Seems like Mr. Frank Morgan found Billy before Billy found Rich and Cabot. Or where Morgan left their bodies.
This Morgan feller must be mighty good at stalking a man. Even if he's older than dirt like you say, Ned.
Son of a bitch.
Don't shoot!
That's Billy.
Billy Miller hobbled into camp with a slightly dazed look on his face. He was staggering, about to fall as he made his way toward the fire.
Where the hell's your boots?
Where's your horse?
Morgan got him. He's right behind us. I gotta warm my feet at that fire while I tell y'all about it. I can't feel my own damn feet. They froze.
Billy stumbled toward the fire below the outcrop and fell down on his rump, placing his stocking feet close to the flames for a moment.
How the hell did Morgan get the jump on you?
I was riding down a back trail. I stopped to look at some hoof prints. Morgan was hiding in the dark off to one side of the road. He told me to throw down my guns or he'd kill me.
You gave up without a fight.
He had me cold, boss. Wasn't anything else I could do right then.
What did he say?
He wanted to know about his boy and where we was taking him.
Did you tell Morgan we were headed up to Gypsum Gap?
I only said we was riding north. He said he knew that already.
You're a damn fool and a yellow son of a bitch. I won't have a man like you riding in my gang.
Billy stared into the muzzle of Ned's Colt.
You ain't gonna shoot me, are you?
Oh, don't do it, Ned. We may need every man we got.
Ned tightened his square jaw.
Morgan's liable to hear the gunshot.
I don't give a damn. This idiot already told Morgan where we are.
Billy slammed to the ground with a dark hole near his right temple. Blood squirted from the wound, covering the snow around his head. Conrad couldn't bear the sight.
Billy won't be needing no boots now. No horse, neither.
He deserved it.
Ned lowered his smoking Colt to his side.
He was nothing but a yellow bastard in the first place.
Slade looked back to the south.
Best we get our horses saddled and clear out of here. Morgan will be coming after he heard that gun.
Are you scared of him too?
I never met a man I was truly scared of. I've damn sure been in some places where I shouldn't have been, where I was at a big disadvantage. This creek is one of them, and I figure it's smart to get to a spot where we can defend ourselves.
Why don't you shut that kid up? Knock him out or something.
I'll do it. We'll have to tie him over his horse.
It don't make a damn bit of difference to me. Get our horses ready. We're clearing out of here for Gypsum Gap.
Suits the hell out of me. Never been so damn cold in my life.
Ned gave their back trail a look.
You bastard, Morgan.
He bolstered his pistol. In a matter of minutes, with Conrad tied over his saddle, they moved out. Billy Miller lay dead by the smoldering remains of their campfire.
Three of them. They got Conrad roped to a horse.
Could be dead as a fence post.
Ned Pine won't kill him yet.
What makes you so damn sure?
Ned wants me. He knows I'll keep following him until we get to the right place where he thinks he has an advantage over me.
What are you gonna do, Morgan?
I'll stay with him every step of the way. If I get a chance to kill the others, I will.
You're taking a big chance Pine will kill your son, ain't you?
Not if I do it right.
Whew, I never met a man who was so dead set on one thing like you are.
You ever have a son?
Oh yeah, long time ago. His mother didn't think I was fit to raise him, so she moved off to Baltimore. Never saw the boy again.
Frank stood up behind the pine tree on a ridge above the dry stream where they watched Ned and what was left of his gang pull out.
I had the same problem. Vivian's father split us up before I knew she was pregnant. Conrad and I scarcely know each other. He resents me for not being there when he was younger.
Does he know the whole story?
No.
How come you don't tell him?
I never had the chance. Pine and Van Bergen gangs killed Viv before she could tell Conrad.
Yeah. There's an old mine in town northwest of here. I think it was called Gypsum Gap. That was the town you mentioned.
That boy who rode with Ned told me.
Yeah, I can find it.
I'm staying close to Pine and my son. Wherever they go, that's where I'm going.
God damn, you're hard-headed, cuz.
Maybe I am.
Frank and Tin Pan headed off the ridge to their horses.
Ain't no maybe about it.
Oh, looks like this snow will never let up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That sky's got lead in it. We can count on being chilly for a spell.